Hello, everyone. This is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel, and I'm super excited to let you know today about a new affiliation we have with Metallic Dice Games. Metallic Dice Games is a premier dice company located in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they specialize in metal, gemstone, and premium plastic dice, as well as other gaming accessories. Metallic Dice Games has generously provided us with a coupon code for 10% off of all purchases for our listeners. All you have to do is enter the promo code RBP10 at checkout. That's R as in Rancors, B as in Brothel, P as in Podcast 10 at checkout. Now let me tell you, after looking at their website for a little while, these dice are really, really sweet. I actually went out and bought several sets myself, and I can't wait to get my hands on them to see how they roll. Even better, 10% of your purchase price comes straight back to the Rancor's Brothel podcast. This means we'll be able to toss a few more food scraps to our editors to keep things going. So if you're in the market for premium dice, check out metallicdicegames.com. And if you decide to pick something up, be sure to enter the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Now, this promo code RBP10 is evergreen. So if you're listening to this podcast day of release, month, 6 months, a year later, you should be able to use promo code RBP10 today, the day you're listening, to get 10% off of any purchase for Metallic Dice Games. What are you waiting for? Go check them out.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
Welcome back to The Strange, everybody.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Everybody's good to go, I think. We had a quick discussion. We're all good to go. Life is strange. And it has a lot of twists and turns. And sometimes people can play. And sometimes they can't.
What a segue.
So, please talk. Please put your quips into the mic.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, Troy had to bow out due to some scheduling conflicts. Previously, Josh had to bow out for some scheduling conflicts. But guess who's back? Yeah. It's as if they just switched. So Josh is back. Sadly, Troy could not be here. But that's okay. We're going to keep going. So you guys returned. The remaining three of you from the original party returned. It's not even the original party anymore.
It's very different.
It is now. Now it's the original party. No, it's not.
Except for, I know.
Yeah.
Oddball out.
Anyway. The three of you who went on your mission returned. You had a quick discussion with Hertzfeld about what you found. I believe you spoke about a swamp monster to someone. He told you that it was a hoax, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think did we actually talk to the head of the estate? Did we actually talk to her?
He did.
Okay.
He spoke to Manners.
Because she was dead in the mirror universe, right? Yeah.
That is
we
correct.
We saw emails.
Everybody was dead in the mirror universe.
Well, yeah.
Everybody was dead.
Everybody that we knew anyways, right. That we could tell.
He fought some gross fleshy monsters.
With mouths.
Well, not so much a fighting as much as it was running, but
a lot of mouths. A lot of mouths with human teeth. What?
I was saying, I didn't pull a single trigger.
No.
We didn't have any weapons.
I think I ended up using one of my ciphers.
Everybody had guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were all short range, and everything was long range away from us until it got to Daniel.
Yeah.
It's all about waiting until something gets on you.
Yep.
Well, no, I think we decided. I think we talked
There's
about
so
combat.
Many quips I could give, and I'm just not going
to
do it.
We just decided it was probably better to run because...
There was a lot.
Yeah. And they had multiple mouths, so I didn't want to fight things that had multiple mouths. I played enough Call of Cthulhu. I don't want to deal with any of that.
So anyway, you guys rested overnight. I believe your pool should be back at full. Some of you have spent some XP. Do you want to tell the people what you have purchased, Daniel?
Sure. I just spent my 4 XP, and I have one remaining from last session. To increase my capabilities, which allowed me to spend or add 4 points to my pools as I see fit. So I added two to might, two to speed, and one to intellect.
Nice.
Jimmy Cobb, he moved towards perfection. I added a one more point to edge for might. He's trying to become mightier, I guess. Hopefully that will help.
I mean, you're fast enough already, right? So,
I hope so. 14 seems pretty good.
I even went ahead and gave Josh a little bit of XP. We'll come back to you. M?
M?
Did you...
Sorry. Sorry. My name is Stevie. Again, thank you very much. God. I spent my 4 XP, and I have 2 left. Just so everybody knows. Keeps me balanced.
I got 2 left as well.
And I am, quote-unquote, moving towards perfection, which means I'm allowed to add 1 point to my edge pool. And I added it to speed because I almost got eaten last time. And not in a good way.
Yep.
Dang. All right. Coming out strong.
All right, Josh. Your character have a name now?
Sebastian Stan.
It's a good get. It's a good get. He's a busy fellow these days. All right. So
please
remind the people.
You look like him, too.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yes.
I just want you to look like Bucky.
Right.
I don't want you to look like the actor himself. Just look like Bucky.
Yeah.
He looks so weird. He looks way cooler.
Yeah. Bucky is way cooler. Sorry, Sebastian.
Except you got bionic legs.
That's true. That's an upgrade, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a joke for people who can't see.
Wait.
Who can't see?
People who can't see us.
Okay. Got it. All right.
They didn't get it.
Man.
Josh. Remind the people of your character, what he does.
I am a fast vector who is licensed to carry on Earth. I started out with 13 might, 13 speed, and 10 intellect, I think. And then 1 edge in might and speed. And I added 1 more to speed just because I saw that other people were adding it into edge. So I just went with that.
Awesome. So nobody actually bought like tier level abilities yet, which is
interesting. Well, we can't. You can't go up a tier until you do
purchase from your current tier.
I think we can purchase from the same tier, but I don't know the rules on that exactly yet because we were discussing that before we started.
Right. I'm going to look into that again.
Did not like any of the other first tier abilities, so I was like, I'm cool.
There's a few good ones. Did you look in the alternate one? The other
There is an alternate options? Book we can go back through.
Because I think that's where... Yeah.
We'll do that later.
That's where I got my descriptor from was the player options. I think I got my descriptor and my focus from there.
So anyway, so that's everybody. We're back. We are actually on the next day. You guys rested up. You were told that in a couple of days you will graduate. Is there anything you want to do in the interim? You have a couple of days before the ceremony.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then we'll just move on to the graduation ceremony. So a few days after your last excursion, I don't remember what day of the week it was, so we'll just call it a Saturday because graduations seem to happen on Saturdays.
Or Sundays.
Or Sundays. You guys walk into a nice little auditorium. There are maybe only 30 of you that are about to graduate. And you do see Manners, who is the head of the estate. Now, you guys are not dressed in, like, caps and gowns. You're dressed in, like, nice, Stargate suits?
Don't the people in Stargate wear suits? Sorry, I'm not a huge nerd.
It's probably some kind of militaristic.
Yeah, it's sort of like military, like your nice blues or whatever you call it. Is that where you're getting at?
More yeah, like that's what I was troopers. Getting at. I thought the guy on Stargate, or at least on all the box DVDs, he's always wearing the same clothes.
So yeah, he's eventually he becomes a colonel. So
they looked
spoiled. Wearing the formal estate worms.
Did you stop touching her? Is that what happened? Dog growling.
What do the uniforms look like? I'm curious.
Like for agents?
For the graduation ceremony.
You're dressed in like what you would be. Think Men in Black. You are wearing like a black suit. Everybody is dressed the same.
Yes.
Cool.
All of you have a little pin on your lapel that indicates that you are not yet an agent. And one by one, Manners.
So this is like a frat house.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Manners.
We're pledging.
And Hertzfeld You see, there's another man there by the name of Keaton, and a couple of the other executives are calling you up one by one. They shake hands with everyone. You then turn in your pin and receive your badge. Think of it as an actual,
cop badge.
Yeah, like a cop badge. I don't think Men in Black had badges, did they? I don't remember.
It's been a long time since they flashed something. I know it wasn't the little flashy thing, but I think they had something, yeah. Or at least they pretended like they did.
So you receive your agent badges. That is the as opposed to moving your tassel over one side of the hat to the other. That is the
diploma and the signal.
Yeah, no, yeah, you receive a little certificate.
Ooh,
you know,
I'm getting mine framed.
And that's really it. I mean, it's not huge. There's not really any spectators other than other people that work there. Like, your families aren't there yelling from the rafters every time, you know, whenever you go up. I always hated that. You go to a big graduation and like they call your name.
That was the worst, yeah.
And then it's like there's like five people going, whoa!
That was awful.
I feel like I haven't had that since high school. So
right? I guess, I mean, it depends on what high school you went to.
They don't normally do it in college either.
So I've been to a couple that have.
My parents were like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And my graduation was like 2 hours long. It took forever to get through all of us.
If I graduated from college now, my parents would probably be like that. But
I think they'd just be fucking surprised.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Each of you, the three of you, not Josh's character, receive another email not long after graduation. Asking you to return to Hertzfeld's office the next day.
You finally got a smartphone now, didn't you? Didn't you keep one from the mirror world? Because you had like a...
I think so.
You had like a Nokia phone.
Yeah, but you got to think about it now.
Yeah, I had what is called a feature phone, which is like a flip phone. Pay-as-you-go flip phone.
What are we on now? What's the current Apple?
So now you can...
What's the current Apple iPhone?
Didn't they just come out with a new one?
XR? No, the new one's coming out next month.
So you got, so what you found was the equivalent then of like
the 6A
or something weird.
6S, which is sitting upstairs and broken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it won't hold a charge.
My 5C is still kicking.
Yeah.
It won't hold a charge. Hey, you can kind of get the flicker, but it won't really work.
Email on your phone now.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
If you would like to get a smartphone, you can have a smartphone. I don't care. It's
I
not
cell
like
phone
it's,
written down. Is that the flip phone that we're talking about?
Just go with smartphone.
No.
I don't
Yours
care if everybody
a
has a smartphone
because I remember you saying it because Troy and I had to look up what a feature phone was because we were like, "What
it's
the hell
flip
is
phone,
a feature
Nokia,
phone?
It's a flip phone, Nokia, large button, old person phone."
It's those Firefly phones that you can buy for like $10 for your kid that literally called three people. It's like mom, dad, 911.
So middle school all over again.
It's a flip phone, but it's just like just the mouthpiece that flips down over.
Yeah.
Not the whole phone.
Oh, those were
the
so
old brick
cool.
phones. Right?
Sorry.
So you get an email asking you to return to Hertzfeld's office. I presume that you comply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think I'm in trouble.
Not happy about
I
it.
I roll
yeah.
my eyes and angrily stomp over there.
So when you walk in, you do see you see that Monty is already there. He seems to be discussing something with Hertzfeld. They're chuckling a little bit, getting along quite well.
Teacher's pet.
My distaste for them. Gross.
Hertzfeld greets you and says, welcome, welcome.
Isn't Monty, wouldn't he be more of a colleague? Because isn't he actually a professor too?
Yes.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I'm his PhD student.
Best
so yeah.
friends, I guess.
Friends forever.
He says, I just wanted to thank you guys again for what you did a couple of days ago. It was definitely not what we expected, and definitely some strange information.
Was it worth it, though?
It was. It was. I think it was. You know, the whole swamp monster thing was a hoax, unfortunately, but...
That was the last thing on my mind.
You know, the creatures that you guys found, we had done some testing... we ran the goo that was on you and, went through all of our fields and we found that these things are called thonics. It's thonik.
I'm sorry. How do you spell that?
thonik.
Thonics.
Thonic.
Phonics. I took on hooked on phonics or thonics.
The T-H-O-N-I-K. Thonic.
So I thought you were kept on you were saying f.
Could be thonic.
It could be, but it's not.
Well, all right then.
We don't really know much about them. We just know what we were able to decipher, given the descriptions that you gave of what they looked like, how they reacted to you, attempting to envelop you. We presume that the people there were not only enveloped, but somehow consumed and possibly aided in the Thonic's growth. The amount of mouths that you described with human teeth, we decided that, and granted this is a theory, that the human flesh of the people are what made up the fleshy material on the Thonic, and that perhaps the mouths are in fact the mouths of the people that they enveloped.
So then who do you have a theory on what or who patient zero would be?
What do you mean?
Like,
how does it start?
Yeah, what creature?
Invasion. A Thonic would invade from...
But they got to have an origin.
So it's like a parasite?
Yeah, but they...
Sort of. But instead of going into you, it envelops you.
It's like a gas?
Sort of...
Like
an amoeba.
Like, it just sucks you through a straw. Like,
have you ever seen a Venus flytrap?
Yeah,
I think so.
Think of it that way. Once it envelops you, over time you degrade, and over time you become part of the Thonic. Again, this is a theory.
I think it makes sense from what we've seen and how we just see nothing but clothes laying everywhere.
Right, right.
It would explain what happened to the people of that.
We also ran some testing on some of the ash that we found in your shoes, on your person. Our best guess is that if the Thonic could not take you, it destroyed you. The ashes of people were all you found.
Do we know how it destroyed them?
We don't. There's a possibility that as these are alien beings, that perhaps at one point in time there was a ship. Maybe perhaps it had some sort of vaporization weapon. We're not sure. But at least that makes sense.
Side note. Question.
Mm.
So they have a name for this. Did they just come up with a name for it? Or did they know what it is?
They found it in a database of creatures found throughout the Strange. They don't know its origin. Okay. They don't know much about it. And it's all theory.
Yeah, see, so that's okay. Basically what I was getting to when I was asking about a patient zero was the origin, or what did they...
Right.
What,
it is an alien being from another planet.
Well, because if they collect something and make it part of themselves, what was the original
right,
one before
it
started?
It has to have an original form.
We wouldn't know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we wouldn't know. Cool. It's a creature that has been found before within the Strange. We aren't sure of its origin. We aren't sure really what its plan was or possibly is. But given the time frame that you stated was perhaps a couple of years ago on that Earth, it looks like we've avoided, or at least for now, avoided destruction. But anyway, that said.
What's this email about? What do you want to talk to us about?
Two things. One, I've decided to take Monty on in the lab. As an agent, he is very intelligent and very well skilled, but his mind as a scientist, I feel, is better utilized here in research.
Well, yes. That makes sense. He's a professor.
Clearing my throat.
Ms. Stevens, we feel that you are better equipped in the field. Please take that as a compliment.
Getting the silent treatment.
Oh, bloody.
She's not saying anything. She has a smugness about her.
Unfortunately,
like,
we only have...
You, but all right.
Unfortunately, we only have one opening. And through a series of votes, Monty was picked. That said, Monty will be working in the lab, and a new fourth team member will be working with you in the field. However, you will not be working for me. So try as you might to not worry so much about the Thonic, not worry so much about the future or the past, in this case, and try to move on. You have a brand new task. You have a brand new mission. Your first mission as agents. Congratulations, by the way. The badges look lovely.
I shined it this morning.
Thanks for noticing.
Good man. I believe Supervising Officer Keaton would like to see you. You will be working with him.
Supervisor Keaton?
Supervising Officer Keaton.
So, don't forget about the officer.
S.O. You can just call him S.O. if you want. S.O.
Keaton. I like it.
Significant other?
Yeah. Oh.
Depends on your...
We get significant others here? Name, this is strange.
Ew. Lawrence.
It's for all of us. Yeah. It's a little even more strange.
Yeah. Let's get one to share.
I'm really hoping we get Michael Keaton on this, too.
Supervising Officer Keaton would like to see you. I just wanted to give you one more thank you and bid you farewell. And, of course, inform you that Monty will be working with me. I believe your new partner is probably already waiting in Mr. Keaton's office.
Do we get to keep the gun?
What gun?
Oh, there, take it back.
He never gave us the gun.
Oh no, that's his. That's his. Yeah. They work with Gates, Recursion Gates. That's theirs.
I thought he gave it to Troy, and Troy just was the one who destroyed it.
No.
Never mind, that was my bad.
All right.
No, what you should say is, can we have a gun?
I retract that question about having the gun. Or can we keep it?
Can we get one?
A recursion gun? Probably not.
Well, I'm going to say thank you and shake both Monty's and the doctor's hand before leaving.
Sure.
It's been great, Monty. Thanks
for staying alive. I'm sure we will see each other quite often.
I really want you to do a Troy voice.
I don't think I can do Troy's voice. I don't think I can do a Troy impression.
It's not Troy, it's Monty. You're doing Monty.
Which is
who's this
the
Troy?
Same. He just shakes all your hands.
He was very quiet. He liked his science.
So that's that. You guys can now... In the instance that ciphers are ever needed or wanted, I guess, you can go to the professor because that's... They have a lot of them. They find them. They keep them. They test them. They check them.
Good enough.
So
I assume we'll probably find plenty in the adventure.
But, ciphers are not hard to get.
Yep.
Be careful to grab them because you can become paralyzed for days.
Well, just roll properly and you'll be fine. Also,
then you might get punched.
Yeah. Also, I went ahead and gave Josh the ciphers that Troy had just for the sake of brevity. So, did you figure out which ones were which? Because there were multiple things on some of them, I believe. I presume then you guys head to S.O. Keaton?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you knock on the door, you hear a gruff voice. Come in. You open the door and you see Sebastian Stan. You guys know Sebastian. You've met Sebastian. You've had classes together. But now you can do your introductions to each other, whatever it is you feel like doing, shaking hands, patting asses, that sort of thing.
Don't touch my ass.
Starting to get real strange up in here.
It's fine if you say a good
it's
game.
It's called the strange.
Isn't that how they get away with it in school?
Yeah.
If you say good game,
good
it's
game,
okay.
Good game. Yeah, really wash up.
It's whenever. How you're... Okay. 45-year-old coach gets away with smacking a 10-year-old's ass.
Yeah,
sure.
As long as you say good game, it's okay.
It's not okay.
Ever. Unless there's consent.
It's still not okay at that age.
45 to 10. Yeah, I don't think there's...
No, 45. No. I
think if the 10-year-olds are doing it to each other, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Consent. If within...
that's a good show. We'll talk about that off
mic. I like my handshake, so I'm going to go up to getting passes.
go ahead.
To Sebastian and S.O. Keaton, shake their hands.
Yeah.
So S.O. Keaton, Lawrence Keaton. If for some reason you want his first name, it is Lawrence Keaton.
Sadly.
Will he let us call him Lawrence?
S-O-L-K.
Solk. He is... He seems to be a little bit of a mess of a man. His hair is very unkept.
Oh, yeah.
And even though you guys know that alcohol is not allowed,
That was my next question.
There's definitely an amber liquid in a decanter on his desk, as well as a glass that appears to have had something in it very recently.
Flat Coke?
Is there more?
Is there more in the decanter?
Is there more drink?
There's more in the bottle.
All right, good to know.
I mean, you guys know that. I mean, like,
it might be.
You guys can go to a bar and drink, but on campus, alcohol is prohibited.
It's a dry campus.
So Keaton shakes your hands. Please have a seat. There are no seats. There's like one other chair in here, and
I sit on the floor.
Sebastian is sitting in it.
Can I start feeling around for invisible chairs?
Sure.
I'm gonna do that.
You find none.
Oh, all right.
You can see that he's just not. It's not that he's not all there, but he's not really like. He's one of those people who goes to work and just doesn't want to be there, even though he loves what he does. He's also obviously an alcoholic, because at this point it's like maybe noon, and you can see that decanter is not full.
So essentially, he's just a lazy person, pretty much. I mean,
it's not that he's a lazy person. It's just that he's a little absent-minded. He doesn't seem to pay that much attention to everything, but at the same time, he's not stupid.
He's really focused on one thing, and everything else kind of goes to the wayside.
Right.
My boss.
Dark. I hope he listens.
Who I like very, very much.
I'm getting like a Jar Jar Binks vibe here.
So anyway.
I'm just going to lean up against like a wall.
That's fine. Thank you guys for coming. I know you guys know Sebastian here. Sebastian was on a separate mission from you when you went on yours to, what was it again? Some trans-dimensional bullshit.
The mirror universe?
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, that hurts, Feld. Sebastian here went on a mission to take some prisoners to holding. So, you know, once again, Hertzfeld. Anyway, and by the way, Josh, you would know what you guys did was you took some prisoners from Arden, which is one of the three major planets. It's Earth, Arden, and Rook.
Did you just call it a planet?
Is it not?
It's a recursion.
Well, it is a recursion, but it is on its own planet. I believe Arden is also the name of the planet, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong, but I thought that's what it was. There is actually a star map with these planets out in the book.
There is.
Anyway, basically you took some creatures that were like a bright green that didn't speak any lick of common tongue at all, like no English, nothing that would come from Earth. You would have been attacked at one point. Because other Arden creatures wanted that set of creatures instead, that you would have had to have fought off to bring them back to Earth and put them in holding, where Hertzfeld's intent is to study them before they decay, like legitimately melt away.
That's where your 4XP came from.
you could probably think of this. It's a little bit like Mego.
Okay.
Where they just sort of melt away. That's kind of how they seem to work.
I know those.
Yeah. So that was your mission. So you may or may not wish to divulge exactly what you did. You don't have to. But at least now you know, as a player, what you did.
Question.
Yeah.
They're not amigo. They're Mego.
Mego.
They're all friends. No.
It's Mego.
I swear to God, on your guys' podcast, everybody called them amigos, but okay.
I think it was a running joke.
Good, because I was like, I'm pretty sure they were all amigos, but okay.
I think it was. I think it was a running joke from when Lucas first said it.
Probably.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's MIGO. It's Mego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to play more board games with Cthulhu characters.
I do, because I was like, you just said Mego, and I was like, what?
Lovecraft letter.
I think we made jokes about Amigo, like,
what's the other one? Fate of the Elder Gods is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had this conversation again.
You probably will.
I think we played, never mind, sorry. Continue.
Lovecraft letter?
Yeah, we did, and I think I said the exact same thing.
Probably. So anyway. You also came across an artifact, Josh, called a power rod, which you did. Did you retain? I think you did retain that. It is a 1 foot long metallic rod ringed with wires and electronic connectors. You know that each time, I'm just going to read this from the box. The effect is each time the end of the metallic rod is touching a living warm-blooded creature or on a successful melee attack, the user can siphon a designated amount of health from the target up to the artifact's level. Do me a favor, Josh, and roll me a d6.
It's a vamp stick.
It's the square one.
The normal dice, 5.
Woo! Okay, so it's a level 8. It's 1d6 plus 3, so it is a level 8 power rod. For each point of health drained, the power rod gains a charge roughly equivalent to 30 kilowatts. The power can store a total of about 1,000 kilowatts, after which it stops draining health until some of its charge is used up. If a charged rod is connected to a piece of machinery that can use electrical power, the rod powers the machinery until its charge is exhausted.
Just now I hit things with it.
Yeah. See if you can find depletion in there while we're continuing to go.
It just works really well when you beat people with it. It's good.
It's my beating stick.
Yeah. That's all you got. Just gonna say that.
So it's not like a cattle prod. It doesn't shock people.
Dang,
but
it.
You can drain health from things.
And I get that health.
No, the health goes into the rod, which
make it
charges the rod.
Yeah, charges.
So it's like a portable battery, but instead of plugging it into an outlet, you'd plug it into somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Persons or creatures. As long as it is a living being, you
as
can
long
drain
as it
health
has a pulse.
It.
This sounds so fun.
It's right, because not plants. Wouldn't work on plants.
Correct. Yeah, it has to be, yes.
Okay.
Person or a person or creature.
So it has to have some sort of circulatory nervous system.
Yes.
You could charge it up on us before hitting people with it, I guess.
Just random people we meet, I'll just poke them with it.
Yeah, do they feel it? Is it like a cattle prod in the fact that it feels like they feel zapped, or does just like slowly pulls?
I mean, if it takes 8 points of health, that's pretty significant if it's coming from one pull.
Yeah, I would say that you would probably immediately feel very tired. Ooh. Because your life force is being drained.
I just didn't know if it was like...
Like, it's not sucking
painful?
Your blood. It's sucking your life force.
Right, I know. But I just didn't know if it was like painful. So like if he was walking down the street and was just poking people until
would,
it was
they
charged.
Would, they would feel it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just get really sleepy.
That's actually a form... It literally is a form of vampirism. They're energy vampires.
That sounds awesome.
I want to say that's a Wiccan thing, but I'm not positive on that. Can't where you can touch somebody and take their energy.
Yes.
So, I very vaguely studied that at one point.
Well,
I thought it was
it's a side branch, but yes.
Anyway.
We love our Wiccan followers.
Yeah.
More power to you. Literally. So that's everything that you got from that recursion or from that mission. So you actually went to Arden. You know what Arden looks like. Which if for some reason you guys get there, we'll deal with that.
Arden's world's basically kind of like a D&D setting.
Sort of. It's a little steampunky, okay. It's a little fantasy, yeah. It's a lot alien.
Okay.
Now you did not translate foci. You just went as an agent. So you did not become another thing.
You didn't become an Ardenite.
Right.
Okay.
S.O. Keaton says, he says have a seat. I was like, oh, as you can see, there are no chairs. I'm glad that you guys were able to come in today. We have a pretty important mission. Pretty big. I don't want to call it a crisis, but it's definitely a problem. What do you guys know of, drugs?
I know they're addicting.
In the form of ciphers or no?
No, illegal drugs. Drugs are on the uptick here in Seattle where we've been tasked to help deplete that.
Isn't that something for the local PD?
Not when you're dealing with this specific drug. What do you guys know of spiral dust?
What do I know of spiral
dust? Is that like Molly? I don't know.
Give me... What are your skills?
I'm super intelligent, obviously.
I do not have any skills. I am might defense task, deceiving, and intelligence defense task, so I don't have anything that will help me with this.
I probably would not know.
If none of you are drug addicts...
Does that have a street name?
I am not a drug addict, but I am a scientist.
Do you have, like, biology or anything, or chemistry, or...
I don't know.
the other side. It'd be on your screen right here.
Oh,
you just have my defense tab.
I would say it's going to be a level. It's probably going to, if you guys don't know anything about illegal drugs, it's probably going to be like a level 5 intelligence roll to know what it is.
It's not horrible.
Yeah. I'll give you a level 4 since you're a scientist. You may have an idea.
15 exactly.
Ooh.
Okay.
16.
Well played. So the two of you know then that you at least heard of spiral dust. You know that it's like a blue powder. I mean, it can come in multiple forms, but essentially it's a blue powder.
What color? Blue.
Or a blue liquid, depending. I mean, like vibrant blue. It's all, think almost like that M&M bag. It's a vibrant blue.
Which is the mini M&M bag for people who can't see it.
Baby blue.
But you wouldn't really know what it does or anything. So.
Okay.
But you have at least heard of it.
Spiral dust.
Spiral dust. He says that...
Please don't do drugs, kids.
Please don't. So this is like a designer drug.
So is it originated from the Strange, or is it...
Is it like alien horn or something, like from Futurama? Like, what is this?
We're not actually sure what it's made from, but it is definitely something from the Strange, yes. He has a... He throws a file folder out in front of you guys on his desk, and it's got some documents, some photographs. One of those actually appears to be someone who has OD'd, by the way. Pictures of vials that look like they have a vibrant blue substance in them. And a close-up picture of someone's eyes. He says that the estate believes that the dust is made from components gathered from another recursion. Or somewhere even from the Strange itself. Possibly broken down ciphers. So that's just a strange hypothesis. Hertzfeld. People who usually get addicted are called spiralers. These addicts are actually kind of easy to spot. I'm sure you've probably noticed them and didn't really realize what it was. Their hands tremble. Speech is exuberant. The most telling of all, though, their irises change color. And you can see there's a photograph there of a picture of someone's eye that appears to have a fractal spiral instead of the normal colorization of your eye.
Is the picture, the eyes are blue? Do we know that? Wait.
From what you can tell, it doesn't appear as if this person had blue eyes to begin with.
Okay.
So they are blue then?
They are blue now, but the entire eye, including the pupil, is like a big blue spiral.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A fractal spiral.
So even the white part, the sclera?
No, sorry. It's just the iris. It's within the iris. It's not the actual...
It's the iris and the pupil?
Iris and the pupil.
Okay.
A lot of times these people will wear sunglasses all day long. It's probably, if you've never noticed it before, then that's probably why. It's a bluish purple. They deform slightly, take on the shape of a fractal spiral, much like the photograph. Spiralers seem to have incredibly vivid hallucinations while on the drug. A lot of them believe that it's some sort of continuing leg of their spiritual journey. The particularly heavy users sometimes disappear. It's hypothesized that such disappearances are either because the addict leaves behind the regular life to join a spiritual messiah in a distant compound, or because they die of an overdose in an illicit drug den and no one can find them.
Logical reasoning and what's probably happening.
Any questions?
We're on the hunt for space myth.
Like the cut of your jib, sir.
All right. So what is it that we needed to do?
We believe that we may have located a possible dealer here in town by the name of Leroy Kane.
That sounds like such...
Well, it could have been Leroy Jenkins.
A dealer's name.
So like... Yeah, I know.
So it's L-E-R-O-Y. Kane is with a C. C-A-I-N.
Like Cain and Abel.
Yes.
He always was the troublesome brother.
I need you guys to find Cain. I need you to shut down his operation and figure out where he's getting his shit from.
So you want us to infiltrate before we shut it down?
Do whatever you have to do to get the information.
Do we know any... Do the dealers go by a certain name? Do they have like an organization? Do they have
not that we've been able to know to,
because
to
we find. Have we have a name the whether the spindlers
spinner or spiralers
are the users.
Spiralers are the users.
Spinners are probably the makers.
Spinner. No, a spinner is actually one
I'm
of your
guys. I'm a spinner.
People. I know. Yeah. It's
how dare you accuse me of making drugs? So the spiraler.
Spiralers.
Say it three times.
Yes.
Say
it.
Those are your users.
See, are the users.
Sometimes you need accents to say things.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And so you don't have any names for the sellers?
No, for lack of a better term, we can call them runners.
I just didn't know if they had an organization or they were... maybe that's something that we could look into, see if they have something that will help us identify ourselves as something, as business partners or users would probably be the best approach.
It could work. It could work. And he kind of sifts through some of the stuff in the file. So a few pictures in there of Leroy, actually. He is, as this states, a tall man in a leather trench coat and a Stetson, who is bearded, black-haired, and blue-eyed.
What's a Stetson?
It's a hat.
Oh. It's a cowboy hat. This is Leroy?
Yes. Yeah. I should know that. Then.
It's exactly like a cowboy hat.
Stetson.
Think there's a picture of him in here, but I'm not going to show you yet because it's around a bunch of information. He kind of looks like Walker, Texas Ranger.
Fantastic.
He
honestly does. So we got a Sebastian Stan and a Chuck Norris.
Pretty much. He pretty much does look like Chuck Norris.
This is 2019. What's he thinking?
Chuck Norris is supposed to be the good guy.
You also see on a piece of paper a series of addresses that seem to stretch from North Seattle to far north. To far south. Each is a location where we believe Kane has been seen dealing. Unfortunately, no one really knows where he currently lives.
How far south? Are we talking like Portland south? Or are we talking like...
The book legitimately says far south.
So that can go on forever.
Not helpful book.
I know. We'll call it Portland.
Thank you.
We're just going to call it Portland because that just makes sense. There's also a list here of three suspected clients you guys can interrogate.
Yes!
Oh, we should probably clarify Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine.
Correct.
So you get Portland, Indiana for people who are from Jay County, which
yeah, there, you go. There you go.
So there are three names. Melissa Romano, Sharon Coopersmith.
Does she know Ray?
Oh my God, Romano. Shannon Coopersmith?
Sharon.
That was so close.
Coopersmith.
You could just ask him to slow down or repeat the names. You don't have to get it all in one go there.
Oh, I do.
And Eldridge Chopra.
Oh, can you give me a spelling on that?
Eldridge, Eldridge, and Chopra, the last name is Chopra.
I thought you said Chakra for a minute.
I did too.
Chopra.
Chaka? From
chakra, like the energy, key energy inside
you. Chakra, like from Land of the
That's
Lost.
Chakra, not chakra. Chakra.
Chakra.
Is it?
Pretty sure it's chakra.
It's spelled chakra. It's pronounced chakra.
We're from the Midwest.
I don't know, man. I've watched a bunch of Naruto, and they have chakra. So
it's like we call it. Just like we call
Avatar and Last Airbender.
It's like we pronounce the
Avatar has it too, and
it's like we pronounce Madrid. It's wrong. It's Madrid.
And English language is chakra.
Yeah.
America.
This is America, damn it.
Who's your America?
We only watch those dubbed animes. We don't watch those subbed.
Maybe you don't.
That's funny.
I really don't, but...
You see that there's a document there that assesses Kane's likelihood of being quickened. It's a good likelihood that he's at least 90% quickened.
I'm sorry. Melissa, Sharon, and Eldridge were his runners?
No, those are potential clients
that we
seem to have sussed out, and they are local.
And you think Leroy is 90%
quickened.
Quickened.
Which means that he may or may not have access to ciphers.
Oh.
And other abilities.
And other abilities.
So he wasn't part of the...
Estate?
Yeah.
No. You guys also have the contact number to your fixer. if you remember what that is. It's the person that basically cleans up your mistakes. It's the guy that hides the bodies.
Oh, I like hiding bodies.
It's kind of like the cleanup crew.
Pretty much, yeah.
fix her because
yeah,
he
it's
fixes.
The person you'll never see, but is always there if you need them.
Yep. They're a phone call away, but you'll never ever meet them.
Oh, we probably won't even call them.
As far as you know, you've never met them. We'll go with that.
You'll never know who they are.
Okay.
Does our fixer have a name?
You don't know.
Co-name. You'll never know who they are.
No, but I'm assuming we call have him a name? Something.
The rabbit.
Nope. When you make the call, the fixer will basically answer and you will say, this is what happened and this is where it is.
I don't even see us calling him. We probably just send like a text message or something to a random
number.
No,
that's more of a paper trail.
Yeah, too much of a paper trail. It is a verbal conversation. But you will never get the name and you will never get the location from where they are.
The ghost.
You will legitimately pick up the phone. They will answer and you will say, this is what happened and this is where it is. And they will just say, taken care of, hang up, and that's it.
Can our fixer's name be Felix?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure, they'll be okay if you call them whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Bob.
Felix Jr. Bob the Builder would be good too.
Yeah.
So again, we want you to find Leroy. We need you to warn him off. For God's sakes, don't kill him. We don't need any blood in the estate's hands. Get all the information you can. If you're able to, just bring him in. Feel free to interrogate him and then bring him in. That way he can be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law as needed.
By any means necessary?
Please don't kill him.
Right. By any means necessary, bring it's him like in a, so a he can be prosecuted.
Energy stabby
yes.
stab.
I finally rip my eyes away from the bottle and ask him, hey, do we got addresses for these suspects? Or we just
yeah, yeah, no, you guys, yeah, all you right. guys have,
we got everything.
Yeah, you get phone numbers and addresses to all three of those people.
Dang,
all
right.
So that's the information you've been given. Like I said, he wants the supplier. If you can figure out who the supplier is, and basically once you get all the information, report back to me. And if you can manage to bring in Kane, even better.
Is his head all right?
Please don't kill him.
Oh, dang.
For the fourth time.
Ah, I was distracted.
You Vectors, swear to God.
Okay, I think this is doable. It doesn't seem to be too tough of a challenge. At least we know what we're going into this time, unlike last time.
Is everybody full on ciphers?
I got one more spot.
Yeah, I got one more available. This one has apparently
a death module. All
right, if you're not full, I'm going to fill you up.
That's what she said.
Yeah, this one apparently has eight users.
Is our SO there?
Random. Sorry, what?
Yes,
our SO's
getting SO is handing them.
Do you mind if, while you're giving out ciphers, I grab myself a little bit of the, and point into the bottle?
Why
Knock
wouldn't you
out?
Just say, yes. I'm thirsty?
I'm thirsty.
Thanks.
Yeah,
so,
no, he doesn't give
the manipulation beam, the user can activate the cipher a total number of times per day equal to the cipher's level. Now, does that mean I can activate it eight times, or I can do eight times in one day, then I'm done with it?
I believe
the user can activate
because I understand what you're asking, because they are usually one and done.
Yes.
I don't think that's a one and done. I think that is one that you can continuously use daily.
Got it. Until I choose to get rid of it.
Right. That's my assumption. Because
yeah.
Or he uses it eight times in one day.
It says the user can activate the cipher a total number of times per day equal to the cipher's level. So basically, I feel like I take the pill and I can use it eight times that day, and then it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're correct. Yeah. Like you have it for the day, and then it's gone. Yeah.
Or I can use it eight times that day.
Yeah, you can't. It won't carry over the next day.
Yes.
You've already taken the pill.
Yeah.
All right. But it is within 24 hours. Yeah. So if you take it at 6 p.m., you're good.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So we're going to give a couple of random ones. The first one is a baseball cap. Wow. Between the two of you, somebody roll me a D3. I don't care who.
Oh, what kind of baseball cap is there? Is there a logo? Oh, he's going for it. He grabbed it right.
I got a 4, so 2.
All right. This is intelligence enhancement. The difficulty of any task involving intelligence deduction, such as playing chess, inferring a connection between clues, solving a mathematical problem. God, I could use this. Finding a bug in a computer code, and so on, is decreased by 2 steps for the user for 1 hour. In the hour following the first, the strain increases the difficulty by 2 steps for the same tasks. So there's a give and a take on that. So who wants the intelligence? Do you want to find out what the second one is first? Let's do the second one first.
It's a mighty fine thinking cat.
This one is a one-use smartphone app. D3, what'd you get?
I got a one.
Effort enhancer. The user can apply one level of effort to a non-combat task without spending any points from your pool. The level of effort provided by the cipher does not count toward the maximum amount of effort a character can normally apply to the task.
So you get one effort for free, but you can still spend 3 points for your one effort you have.
Nice.
To lower by two. So basically,
yeah, it's a free use of effort without spending points or using your actual effort on your sheet.
Do you want the intelligent one?
I think I need it.
It'll help you.
I would agree.
Okay. I will take the smartphone.
This cipher chest is such a good idea. I love this thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks, Monty.
It was like $14 on Amazon.
Ooh.
They make one for New and Era, I think, too.
Amazon can sponsor us, too.
I'll take Amazon's cash. Let's do that.
They get enough of ours.
That's what I was going to say is Nokia still around? Because Nokia is still around, we'll use your phones in-game.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, you guys are ready to... You guys can start your investigation, so...
Sweet.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.